Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. 84 today under mainly clear skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows around 59. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, slight chance for showers, high temperatures reach up to 85. Thunderstorms likely Saturday and Sunday, mid 80s Saturday, upper 70s by Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 74.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The Kansas Fire Marshal investigating a fire that destroyed several buildings at the K-State Dairy Unit in Manhattan early Wednesday. Several storage buildings were destroyed, including grain and feed storage bins. No people or animals were hurt. Kansas lawmakers are introducing a bipartisan bill to keep USDA offices open for farmers. Representatives Derek Schmidt and Cherise Davis will introduce the bill today, and it would prevent county offices and services centers from closing or relocating unless there is another office within 20 miles. A Kansas electric vehicle battery plant will convert part of its operations to build batteries for data centers. The CEO says the company will invest about $3 billion to work on devices and systems for AI at the DeSoto plant. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A Hays woman is facing allegations of theft by deception following an investigation involving a local financial services business. According to the Hays Police Department, 28-year-old Raina Montoya was arrested June 8th after officers were called to check into cash regarding a reported theft investigation. Police say Montoya was cooperative with officers at the time of her arrest. Investigators allege Montoya used her position within the company to access customer credit lines and obtain money from customer accounts without authorization. The alleged activity is believed to have occurred between March and June of this year. Police estimate the total loss at approximately $26,000. At the time of the arrest, investigators had identified 22 alleged victims. Since then, that number has increased to 33, and authorities say additional victims could still be identified as the investigation continues. According to police, the case came to light after a customer received a notice indicating a payment had not been made. After contacting the business, management reviewed the account, discovered irregularities, and alerted law enforcement. Police credit company management with helping uncover the alleged activity, noting the issue may not have been discovered as quickly without their involvement. Montoya has since posted bond and been released from custody while the investigation continues. As with any criminal case, the allegations remain accusations, and Montoya is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in a court of law. Fort Hays State University has announced its tuition and fee rates for the 2026-27 academic year following approval by the Kansas Board of Regents. University officials say Fort Hays State remains the most affordable public university in Kansas, even as it works to address rising inflation and reductions in state funding. For resident undergraduate students, tuition will increase by $9.78 per credit hour. For a full-time student taking 15 credit hours, the total increase, including fees, will be less than $145 per semester. Despite the adjustment, Fort Hays State says it continues to offer one of the best values in higher education. The university remains less expensive than every other Kansas Board of Regents university, including Emporia State, Pittsburgh State, Wichita State, KSU, and the University of Kansas. University leaders say the modest increase will help maintain academic quality, student support services, and campus programs while continuing to invest in faculty and staff. Officials say the goal remains the same, providing students with an affordable, high-quality education and the resources they need to succeed both in the classroom and after graduation. Fort Hays says its commitment to accessibility and affordability continues to set it apart as Kansas's most affordable public university. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt has announced that securities registration fees will once again be waived for fiscal year 2027 beginning July 1st. The fee moratorium is expected to save businesses and financial professionals about $9 million that would have otherwise been paid in registration fees to the state. The waived fees apply to a variety of securities-related registrations, including broker-dealer firms and agents, investment advisor firms and representatives, and other entities regulated under the Kansas Uniform Securities Act. This continues a trend of fee reductions implemented by the insurance department over the past several years. Full fee moratoriums were also in place during fiscal years 2022, 23, and 26, while fees were reduced by 50% in fiscal years 2024 and 25. According to the department, the fee reductions and moratoriums have lowered the cost of doing business in Kansas by more than $100 million since 2019. State officials say the goal is to help businesses retain more capital, encourage investment, and support economic growth across Kansas. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Firefighters from multiple agencies responded early Wednesday morning to a large fire near Kansas State University's dairy unit. Just after 4 a.m., emergency crews were called to the scene after a passerby reported flames coming from several storage buildings north of the K-State campus. As firefighters arrived, they found heavy fire conditions and quickly began working to contain the blaze. In all, 42 units responded, including personnel from Riley County Fire District No. 1, the Manhattan Fire District, Kansas State University Police, and Riley County EMS. Fortunately, no people or animals were injured in the fire. Several storage buildings and their contents were destroyed, although officials have not yet released a damage estimate. Investigators with both the Kansas State Fire Marshal's Office and the Kansas State University Fire Marshal's Office are working to determine the cause of the fire. Even after the main fire was brought under control, crews remained on scene as feed storage bins continued to smolder. K-State staff also assisted firefighters by using heavy equipment to help remove debris. Officials say one of their biggest concerns was the strong wind, which could have carried embers to other parts of the university's north farm. Firefighters remained on scene throughout the morning to monitor conditions and prevent additional fires from starting. The Kansas State High School Activities Association is recognizing four longtime athletic officials for their dedication to high school sports across the state. This year's honorees represent a combined 120 years of service to Kansas student athletes and athletic programs. Receiving recognition for 40 years of service are Chris Cole and Antonio Sandate. Honored for 20 years of service are Michael Burns of Wichita and Terry Smith of Hiawatha. The Keisha Official Recognition Program was established during the 1999-2000 school year to celebrate officials who have reached significant career milestones while serving Kansas schools and student athletes. Officials reaching those milestones receive special recognition and are honored during a ceremony held in conjunction with a state championship event. While athletes, coaches, and teams often receive the spotlight, Keisha officials play a critical role in making high school sports possible. They help provide a fair, safe, and competitive environment while supporting the educational mission of interscholastic athletics. Each year, approximately 4,000 registered officials work Keisha contests across 10 different sports throughout Kansas. Their commitment helps ensure thousands of student athletes have the opportunity to compete under consistent rules and quality supervision. Keisha officials say the recognition program serves as a way to thank those who have devoted decades of their time and expertise to Kansas high school athletics and to acknowledge the important role officials play in the success of school activity programs across the state. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. What does USDA's latest look at meat production forecast reveal trend-wise? Rod Bain has the details.
For the most part, U.S. meat production by species for this year and next is expected to increase, according to USDA's latest monthly forecast. This is World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
2027 beef production was raised by 70 million. For pork production, our 2026 production forecast is virtually unchanged. Higher weights we expect to carry into 2027, leading to about a 40 million pound increase in pork production. An increase in broiler production for 2026, expect some of that growth to continue into 2027 as well.
Declines in both hog and broiler season-ending average price estimates were noted for 2026 and 2027, with steer prices still expected to rise year over year by almost $4 a hundredweight. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
And the latest U.S. drought monitor map for Kansas just showed just a little change that took place. Latest numbers from the National Drought Mitigation Center show that nearly 62.5% of the state remains abnormally dry or in drought conditions. That is just a slight jump from last week. In drought conditions, 47.3% of the state remain there, almost a point jump from this past week. But the D2 to D4 severe extreme exceptional drought numbers at just 21.25%, and that is almost a point drop from this past week as well. Most of eastern Kansas remains in the normal category, as well as parts of north central Kansas. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As a frontal boundary continues to slowly work southeastward for this afternoon, still lingering chance for some showers and thunderstorms, mainly across southeastern portions of Kansas for this afternoon. Then for tonight, any lingering showers and storms wrapping up early in the night across extreme southeastern portions of Kansas. On Friday, a slight chance for a hit-or-miss shower or thundershower into central portions of the state. Otherwise, then trending more active for more of the state into Saturday as a developing low-pressure system looks to work in from the west. A chance for some scattered showers and storms developing, and some of those storms could be on the strong to severe side at times into the afternoon and evening. Better chance for showers and storms Sunday into eastern Kansas. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures approaching the mid-80s. We'll have our winds turning to the south at 5 to 10. Into north central Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see gradually clearing skies with high temperatures climbing up into the low to mid-80s. Winds out of the north at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see gradually clearing conditions with high temperatures looking to reach up into the lower part of the 80s. We'll have our winds staying light and variable. A chance for some scattered showers and storms into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, otherwise expecting mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the middle to upper 70s, with our winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Slight chance for some showers and storms into south-central Kansas for this afternoon, otherwise expecting high temperatures to reach the upper 70s to around 80. Northeast winds at 10 to 15. For southwestern Kansas, gradually decreasing cloud cover, with high temperatures climbing up into the lower to middle 80s. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle.
Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss, work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.